Track 1.30. Read and listen to the texts. What was the robber's plan like in the first place?
Bank robbery.
Clever thieves find all kinds of ways to get their hands on bank reserves, putting on outrageous disguises and working out complicated strategies. Throughout history, particularly brazen criminals with their spectacular thieving efforts have made their marks in history. Success rates vary, but crime generally does not pay. In 1972, a professional criminal called Amil Dincio formed a gang of six criminals. Someone had told Dincio that the American president, Richard Nixon, had $30 million in a bank in California. The plan was simple. They decided to go inside the bank after it closed on Friday. After they had cut a hole through the roof and turned off the alarm, the Dincio crew went down to the roof of the concrete safe room. From there, they dug holes and placed dynamites in them. Their main aim was to blow a hole on the top of the safe room. Of course, they had placed sacks of dirt on the hole to muffle the noise. Over the course of 3 nights in late March of 1972, the Dincio crew emptied more than 450 safety deposit boxes. However, this isn't the end of the story. Two small mistakes they had made helped the police catch them. The first one was that they left a witness behind. They had taken a taxi to the bank before the robbery, so the driver gave their descriptions to the police. The second one was a fingerprint. Apparently, they cleaned their rental flat so well, but they had forgotten about the dishwasher. Although it took the FBI some time to carry out a thorough investigation and collect strong evidence, they eventually caught the law-breaking team in 5 months. Amil Dincio served almost 30 years in prison, and he says technology today would make it a lot tougher to achieve the robberies he and his crew committed in the 1960s and 1970s.